All right, that'll conclude item 13. So with that, we'll shift gears out of the investment arena and go to the mundane. No, I'm being flip. Gail, I'm going to turn it over to Gail, and we're going to talk a little bit about in-person meetings, boardroom context and requirements. And with that, I'll pass it over to you, Gail.
Thank you. Thank you for that exciting intro, Monday.
Thank you. I worked on it all morning.
So let's see. The board recently had some questions and around the boardroom and wanted some additional information on when board meetings are actually conducted in person, what that might look like, what type of modifications might be necessary, and also wanted some information on if we were to do hybrid board meetings. So in the packet, I included some information relating to some of those requests. There was a request for some information on plexiglass in between the trustees. We did locate some panels that we could place that are freestanding. We wouldn't need to attach or damage the table, our brand new table. And at a cost of around $900. We didn't include any plexiglass estimates for, you know, the visitor chair area or at the ends of where the trustees would sit. And then also, if we were to go into the direction of having a hybrid meeting, then there would be some audiovisual modifications necessary for the boardroom. We did receive one quote. We are working with a second vendor to get another quote for comparison, but it would be approximately $68,000 to do those modifications to be able to have a Zoom-type meeting in the boardroom. And just as a side note on here, I mentioned some of the electronic voting that we had installed shortly before COVID hit, we would not be able to utilize with that setup. So does anyone have any questions, comments?
Well, one thing I would say is that if there's anything certain, it's the uncertainty. You know, having in mind what it's going to take if we wanted to look at hybrid, I think it is important. You know, that's a preliminary number, 68. I know at the prior meeting, I know Candace had to drop off this meeting, but she had mentioned the possibility of, you know, moving to perhaps an iPad-based system. But in between the meetings, I've had some time to discuss that with Gail, and that's not going to be a practical option for us just based on the technology and what we need to actually conduct a hybrid meeting. So. It whatever decision tree we look at here, if we're looking at a hybrid meeting, it's going to require some capex to get the room in a shape to be able to do that. So anyway, Jerry, you had your hand up.
Just a totally non-scientific anecdotal observation. As I go around from places to places, it looks as if some of the plexiglass items that have been up in place in grocery stores and whatnot are now disappearing. And I'm not saying that that means that this challenge is over, but rather than seeing an increase in this kind of stuff, it looks as if I'm actually seeing a decrease in the amount of stuff and a fall back to an old policy. And once again, I'm wondering if Candace may be in a better position to speak on what's happening. I see a slight uptick in the number of cases that are reported in Contra Costa County, but I'm also seeing, you know, less hospitalization and thankfully less deceased cases mentioned. And I just want to make sure we're not behind the curve on this one too. While everybody else is taking their stuff down, we're going to add ours.
Katie, she had your hand up.
Yeah, and I'm back, and I'm sorry. I had to go moderate a forum on industrial lands for the last hour. You know, it's coming back with vengeance. And frankly, we're doing our live board of supervisors meetings, but we do have plexiglass between us. I had, they're really good treatments available. My husband decided to get COVID last Monday after singing in the Black Hawk Community Chorus for three nights in a row. And, you know, there are treatments available, but it is so contagious. I would say be cautious for the next little while, because we're not out of it. And while for most of us, and luckily I haven't had it yet, Phil did not give me COVID. He moved out to the opposite end of the house. But, you know, the reality is people are getting it really, really quickly. And we're in this wave. And so right now is not the time to be letting down our guard. And I have the feeling that in this endemic world we're going to be living in, it's going to be cycling through. And we're going to want to have policies, practices in place that give us just a little bit more protection. So as I came in, I'm assuming, are we talking about the plexiglass between the pan? Yeah, well, if you'd asked me this 2 months ago, I'm saying, you're not going to need it. We're all done with this. I think plexiglass is great, and with the exception of John Joya can't whisper things to me. He has to actually come around the plexiglass to tell me things in our board meetings. You know, it works really well. It's one more level of protection, and I have the feeling we're going to need it for a while. Just this isn't going away.
Yeah. So shortly before you jump back on, Candace, we were looking at just, in a very general sense, pricing out some generic options for what it looks like to go into a hybrid environment, you know, versus not. And I think my quip just before you jump back on was that if anything's certain, it's the continuing uncertainty. So yeah. There's no item before us for decision today. I mean, we do have a decision on our next item, which is our 30-day resolution. But you know, for the moment, I think Gail, what Gail wanted to do was to bring forward, you know, as we start to figure out what we want to do, there are some costs, some real hard costs associated with those options. And here's what it looks like. And Gail, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, you know, in general, looking at, you know, having to make some level of investment to be protective and to accomplish the technological piece, we're in the roughly $68,000 area for upgrading the boardroom for hybrid meeting. Gail, if that's fair, let me know. But I think that's what we talked about.
Yeah, that's fair. And as mentioned in my memo, we're looking at least an 8-week lead time with some of the supply chain issues that are going on, as well as, you know, there are two bills that, you know, we'll see where they land here in the future relating to virtual meetings. And Karen's going to be talking more about virtual meetings on the next agenda item. Right. And, you know, that legislation, it's effective until January 1 of 2023. Sorry. Right. So those are some other considerations as well when we're looking at possibly making some permanent modifications to the boardroom, possibly.
All right. Are there other questions or comments for Gail on this item?
Yes. First, Jerry will recall as well that John Joyak honed his skills on providing good advice on our board. I just wanted to give full credit to that training experience he had. You're now the beneficiary of. And the second was that Sweden, in today's news, is now recommending a third booster shot for those over 65. So it does continue to be high profile, the issue.
Yes, and the plague recently visited my general family as well. I learned that this week. So there's no apparent immunity, vaccinated or not. It's a question of degree. But in any event, it's still here, and we now have monkeypox, so we can talk about that at some future. But so I would say things are in flux. I would say things are not settled. Status quo seems to be working well. Don't have happy feet. I'm glad we're socializing this to talk about it so that we're not trying to swallow it all in one lump sum later. And it's fluid. I mean, I think that's fair. Gail, I don't know if you, I think you would agree with that assessment.
Yes, I would as well. And I think, you know, at this point, from what I'm hearing from trustees, we're not going to be going forward and starting to implement any of these items mentioned. And if it looks like we're headed in that direction, then there'll be an actionable item that comes back to the board because of the cost and such. It's something that there's not an exception in the procurement policy around that. So that would be coming back, just so everyone's aware of that.
All right. Other questions or comments for Gail on this item? Seeing none, thank you, Gail, on that. So let's, so that concludes item 14.